Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode 90. Today we're going to be going back to the basics a little bit again, and we're going to be talking about what is probate. We get this question a lot from people as they're coming in and doing their estate planning, or they're doing an estate administration for a loved one, and they just don't understand what probate is. So let me boil it down for you in its really basic form. Probate is essentially a court process to get someone the authority to manage the assets of someone who has either become incapacitated or has passed away owning assets. So when someone owns assets, if they want to do something with those assets, whether it's a bank account or a piece of real estate or an investment account or an automobile, they can just do whatever they need to do with it because they have the legal authority to get into that bank account or to sell that vehicle or to sell that real estate. But when that person becomes unable to do things for themselves with those assets, either because they are incapacitated or because they've passed away, no one can do anything with those assets. And so someone has to be appointed by the probate court judge to be the person who is in charge of those assets, is the person in charge of the estate, whether it's a guardianship estate or the deceased person's estate through the estate administration process. So probate is really all about getting someone the legal authority to manage assets that no one has the current legal authority to manage. So someone applies to be the executor of the estate of the person who passed away. The judge gives someone what are called letters of authority, and those are papers that say that that is the person who is now legally authorized to access the assets of that deceased person. And so they can take those letters of authority to the bank and get access to that person's bank accounts. They can use those letters of authority to sell that person's real estate. So probate is really all about, as I said, getting someone the authority to manage the assets belonging to someone else who can't manage them on their own anymore, giving that person the ability to pay their bills, pay their final expenses, pay any claims that they have, sell any assets that need to be sold, and then distribute the assets to the people or the person who would be entitled to receive them. That's what probate is all about, giving someone the ability to manage the assets in the estate for a person who can't do it themselves. So I hope that's helpful for you today. As we talk about what probate is, we're going to talk about what do we do with probate? How do we get into probate? How does that process work? And we'll be addressing those questions over the next few weeks. So I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.